Don Cook alongside Brett McGarry. The death of Prince stunned us last week. Coming to light more recently, the singer-songwriter didn't have a will. Susan Link is a partner with the estate planning group of Maslon in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's said that Prince left an estate worth some $300 million. He has a sister, Tyka Nelson, and several half-siblings. So what happens in a case like this? Are they all equal in the eyes of the law?
Yes. He, from what we understand, he has one full sibling, his sister, and there were seven half-siblings, two of whom have passed away, one who left a child. So his brother Dwayne, that his Dwayne's child would take in place of his father.
So does
and then the other siblings. So they would inherit equally if no will is filed.
I see. So they will inherit equally if no one contests this.
Right. And so at this point, a petition was filed, and I understand the order was just signed earlier today, appointing what's called a special administrator, and that person can just gather the assets and protect and preserve the assets. Then the assets are turned over to a general probate administration. And at that point, his sister, Prince's sister, Tyka, has said there is no will that she knows of. Okay, but if a will is produced, that will trump everything that's happening right now. Because if a will is produced and filed with the Carver County Probate Court, that will, once it is accepted by the probate court as a valid will, would override the order, and then the court would have to issue a new order appointing and following the terms of the will, if there is ever one filed.
As long as no one contests this or wants a bigger share of the pie, this could go rather easily, or it could be tied up in the courts for some time.
Well, see, his sister Tyka is the one who filed this petition. Each of his other siblings have the right to file their own petition and say, no, we don't want that particular bank, or we don't want, because they're all on equal footing. And hopefully, and Minnesota lawyers are actually pretty good about this, believe it or not, they're not going to be trying to get everybody fighting about everyone. Minnesota lawyers are pretty good about get the family together, figure out who's going to be in control and who everybody can agree upon, because the more they fight and the more lawyers that get involved, the more fees there are going to be. And if they all are going to receive it equally, they just need to start agreeing upon how the assets are going to be valued and then how they're going to be distributed. But it could be, I mean, that's the assets that exist right now. Think about all the royalties going forward, because we've all heard about the music that's in the vault and the royalties that would be generated from that. So it's not just distributing his current assets. There's going to be an income stream flowing to his estate for many, many years.
Much like we saw with Elvis and Michael Jackson.
Right. And actually with Michael Jackson, people are talking about this because Michael Jackson, for the first, it was 6 days after he had passed away that someone finally produced his will. And so a lot of the local estate planning lawyers, everybody's checking their vaults to see, does anybody have an original document? Because Prince was so devoted to his church. And if you've read any of the stories, when his father passed away, there was some litigation. They didn't all get along very well, which would make you think that the lawyer who helped the Nelson family with that would have said, you know, you really should put something in writing. So not that it wouldn't surprise me. I'm really confident that there's a document somewhere.
Yeah, and that prompts another question. How does someone like Prince, any celebrity who has millions upon millions of dollars in the bank, not have a will? It just seems so odd. But maybe
exactly.
that's just something that we all should think about. Get your affairs in order, because one day you get tapped on the shoulder.
Exactly. And now he could have had, and we've talked about one of these revocable or living trust documents that he titled his assets in, but somebody would know this. Somebody, you know, it would have helped him create it. But the bank, Bremer Bank, good bank, good trust company, has been appointed as his special administrator, they would know how his accounts are titled. So if it was just in Prince's name alone, okay, they'd know that it's solely in his name. If it said, you know, Prince Rogers Nelson as trustee of, then they'd know that a trust existed. So his own bank obviously doesn't know of anything. So I don't know that there's a trust agreement out there, but you'd assume with someone that's so private, also so devoted to his church, because the only way he can get the money to the church is to write something directing it to him. You'd assume that he would have written something.
Susan Link is a partner in the estate planning group of Maslin in Minneapolis, Minnesota, giving us her thoughts on the estate of Prince. The singer-songwriter died without leaving a will.